Radio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
And that music can only mean one thing for 2015. It's the Dan and Dave Show, live from Atlanta, Georgia and Portland, Oregon. And good morning, Dan. Merry Christmas. I know that we've talked since Christmas, and you had a good one, and we had a good one, and everyone's safe and sound, and our hometowns are sort of getting whack.
Yeah, I just Googled my hometown here, and it's supposed to be 68 degrees today. Well, go figure. I think they got 20 inches of snow on the ground.
Oh, come on. They can't say
20 inches of snow one day, and it'd be 68 the next. It's wacky.
Do you really think it's going to be 68 in Roswell? That come on. Maybe you're reading it wrong.
I don't know.
Could it be that you're reading it wrong?
Well, and I don't see any mention of the snow, so maybe it didn't snow. Oh, maybe this was Roswell, Georgia. Wait a minute.
That's here, yes. Duh. That's just north of where I'm sitting, as a matter of fact. And it's going to be raining here today, so.
It's going to be 60. I better put in Roswell, New Mexico here. Yeah, okay.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, here in Portland, we're supposed to dry out this week. We're going to have a dry New Year's, and it's going to be real pretty, I believe. I think the clouds are going to part, and we're going to see sunshine, and everything is going to start the new year on a wonderful, wonderful note. And I got up this morning thinking, gee, I got a duty this morning. I got to be on radio and do my part for America.
That's right.
And then I woke up. Yeah, I woke up. It was a great dream. But anyway, I made it. I'm here. I'm on the air.
You are.
I am. I'm an airhead.
You are. No, I would never say anything like that. Okay, let's see. Lubbock is 25 degrees. And let's see what their forecast is. Snow. Today's top story. I don't want that. Come on. Come on, compute. Do your thing.
Well, in Roswell, it's 30 degrees. The high is going to be 30 degrees. Low, 16.
Hmm.
Ooh, the low on Wednesday is going to be 10.
Ooh.
All right. Go Roswell.
Okay, they're saying 35 for Lubbock's high and partly cloudy. I'm just wondering if they haven't. I don't see any special weather statement. Let's see what their special weather statement is.
We can't give out our special weather statement. We're buried in snow.
Hazardous driving conditions will continue through mid-morning. Although snowfall has tapered off or become light over much of the region, blowing snow will still contribute to low visibility and therefore hazardous driving conditions. Winds will subside this afternoon, bringing an end to blowing snow. Additionally, strong winds this morning will create wind chills in the single digits.
Yeah, well, Roswell is reporting drifts of up to 10 feet.
Wow. You know, the kicker is Lubbock and Roswell, I assume Roswell may be more prepared even than Lubbock or Atlanta. Atlanta, you know, we're just not prepared for that kind of snowfall. And Lubbock, growing up there, we'd have 8 inches sometimes, you know, and we just really weren't prepared for it. And that's the whole key, you know. Up north, they are prepared for it. They know what to do, and they can do it. But that ain't us by any stretch.
Yeah. This weather is kind of cuckoo. How about tornadoes in almost January?
Oh yeah, Dallas.
That's cuckoo. Yeah.
Well, it's I think it's called Al Gore weather. You know, I'm sorry, but I call it Mother Nature. It's going to happen. Strange things happen with weather. I don't think necessarily we can predict it. I don't know that we are at the point. Chemtrails may be the answer to it. I wouldn't say one way or the other. I don't know. If the government is controlling weather, then we got one more thing to fault them for, you know. It would be interesting to me, and surely somebody much, much smarter than I is out there doing a test on the snow to find out what is in the snow. And I don't mean the let's make snow ice cream out of the yellow spots. Hopefully somebody is taking snow samples and testing it for whatever. I don't know. But just to see if it has any chemicals in it or if it's just clean, pure white snow.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to know. Maybe we don't want to know.
Well, we might not want to know, but I think it would be very important to know. If there are some kind of strange chemicals, I keep wanting to say magnesium, but that's not the right one. What is it? Mercury. If there's mercury in
it. Mercury,
yeah. Or anything else that would be strange to a snowfall, then I definitely think it ought to be checked, and I support anybody that would check it. I think it's very important for us to know. And I'm not saying, you know, I have no clue. I didn't just make that up, but at the same token.
Well, you heard it first, folks, on America's Web Radio. Our snow is polluted with mercury. Yeehaw!
Well, I didn't say that, Dan. I just said, I don't know. Somebody
government's trying to kill us.
Be checking it. Well, I didn't say that either.
Monday morning. We got opinions. It's Monday morning.
And
did you ever make snow ice cream? You mentioned that a minute ago, I think.
We did. Not for... Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. The last time I had snow ice cream, are you sitting down, was probably 60 years ago or longer, 61 or 2 years ago.
That'd be about right, brother.
My dad, and your father was probably the same, but my dad, I think it could have snowed 80 inches in Lubbock. And he felt like it was his duty to be at his lumber yard in case somebody came in. And my mother, I can remember my mother and my father having the discussion, nobody's going to come in to the lumber yard today. My God, we've got a foot of snow on the ground. But come hell or high water, my father would go in and open his store. You ask about the snow ice cream, and the reason I remember it is that we had enough snow that even my father decided, you know, I think I would be stupid to go in. So he took off one day and did not go in and open his store. And the other thing is, you know, my mother would give my father a chance to get to his lumberyard. And she'd call him. Then she'd call him back in about 2 hours. Well, how many people have come in? None. Well, when are you coming home? In a little while.
You know? That sounds like a wife, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A caring one.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it was funny. But that was, I can remember the last time we had ice cream And even as a kid, we were laughing about, well, did you get any of the yellow ice, any of the yellow snow, or did you get all white snow? And as I recall, it really, probably the reason we didn't have more snow ice cream, even though my father went by a recipe, it wasn't the best thing I've ever eaten. It's built up to be better than it actually is. In my
opinion. Yeah, it's better remembered than it is tasted, I think.
That's true. But this weather is weird, but, you know, stranger things.
Stranger things have happened. I remember one Christmas we had icicles hanging off our house that were about 3 feet long. I mean, they were massive icicles. And we broke a couple of them off, put them in the freezer, and kept them for a couple of months.
kind of fun. You know, it's funny. I don't remember. I remember we had ice, but we never had, quote-unquote, ice storms in Lubbock that I recall. We would have some ice and some icing, and then we'd have either rain or sleet or snow or something, or everything above, you know. But until I moved to Atlanta, I had never seen the power of an ice storm. And, boy, they can be absolutely vicious. And the damage is just can be incredible. And I've experienced... gosh, since I moved here, you know, I couldn't tell you how many, but more than I like to remember. And I'm with the way things have gone so far, weather-wise, this winter so far. I can't say what Portland's in for, but I'm predicting that Atlanta's in for a good hit. I have no idea when. I know we're dropping down into the 20s. Starting the latter part of this week and into next week, for nighttime temperatures, low 50s and high 40s during the day. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, we have one heck of an end of January and first of February through February, actually. And We've had some pretty good snowstorms in March, as a matter of fact, in Atlanta. So, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? That's the fun thing. And then Dallas. Well, we're in the middle of what's it called?
El Niño.
El Niño. Niña.
The girl.
Niña.
You know, they're always the ones that cause the problems, anyway.
And then the tornado in Dallas, the death toll there is up to 11.
Well, I heard, you know, 43 people have died this past weekend due to weather, which obviously 11 there, and it goes on and on. Mm. That's bad. That's bad. I feel terrible for the people for this weekend, you know. I'm not saying another weekend's going to be that much... would be that much better, but gosh, you know, I don't know if you saw any of the television with the houses destroyed in the Dallas area. Just, man, to the ground.
Yeah, and that's it only took the tornado about 45 seconds to do that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
They are, and I think there was, I can't remember how many, but seems like one, or maybe there were two or three, or no, it was in, I've been there, in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, four foreign soldiers were killed. They were at Fort Leonard Wood, and they were swept away in a flood and killed. So it's been bad all over.
Wow.
Dan, we got to take our first break, so we'll do that and be back on the Dan and...
Dave Show.
Right after this.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
Don't be hoodwinked by the left, who wants you to believe the fairy tale that we can power America on butterflies, rainbows, and pixie dust. I'm Marita Noon. Get the truth about energy on my show, America's Voice for Energy, only on America's Web Radio.
When four members of Congress all die within 4 months, each of their deaths appears to be from natural causes. But when mysterious messages begin to appear in the form of quotations from long-dead revolutionary heroes, one reporter sets out to prove the existence of a serial killer. His search discovers dark secrets and an assassin shielded by people who need the very services that only he can provide. The Sun Silas Rising, a novel by Doug Dahlgren. On Kindle or paperback through Amazon.com.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and Dave Show on America's Web Radio. We're probably the number one show in the country on America's Web Radio at the 10 a.m. slot on Mondays. I think I narrowed it down.
I was wondering where you were going with that. I held my breath. I thought, what? Have we made it? We're in the big time?
If we, on our numbers, if we were number one, then I'm in a heap of trouble. Probably in a heap of trouble anyway.
Well, we're number one with somebody.
With somebody, yeah. I like the show. I don't know of anybody else, but I like it. So, we've got these, February 1st, we got the Iowa convention or whatever coming up. We've got Donald Trump, throwing rocks at Hillary, and now he's going to start lobbing bombs at Billy Clinton. And some people say he's going to win, some people say he's going to lose, but... I think the bottom line, and I'm not taking credit for any of the following information, because this was pointed out by several people on different news stations over the weekend and even this morning. The fact that the voters have awakened to the fact that the Republicans have really screwed us over in every shape, form, and fashion, and... You know, they lied to us to get elected. They've lied to us every way possible, and they lied to us just recently on this $1.1 trillion budget that included, not limited to, but included funding Obamacare, the migrants in Syria, Planned Parenthood, the Green Treaty, and a number of other things that baby Obama wanted in his... thing, and they've basically caved to Obama and given him everything that he wanted, and people are upset because they know where that funding's coming from, and it's from their pockets, and they're pissed, and I'm pissed.
Maybe the president is doing a good job running the government, and that's just the Republicans' way of saying, yes, we agree. What do you think about that?
I hope you're just trying to lead me into a fishing expedition. He's not doing a good job.
That's one possibility, that he's doing a good job. Another possibility is that he's not doing a good job.
I think the not outweighs the positive, and every time they show a clip from Iraq or from Syria or from Afghanistan, and the towel heads are driving around in our equipment, at $1 million a whack for some of the APCs and the different in our tanks that are much more than $1 million. And I think of one of those towel heads killing one of our soldiers with our own equipment. I go crazy, and I must say I have some very strong feelings. And if we don't get, I hope everyone in the House of Representatives, Democrats and Republicans alike, I hope they all get voted out of office. And the first one I'll vote against is Tom Price here in Atlanta. Tom, if you're listening, which I know you're not, you don't have the guts to listen to a decent show. But he has been the biggest, liar. That's all I can say. He's lied. He said he was going to support things and then didn't. But he's not the only one. I mean, that's how the Republicans have gotten in. They lied. What would you like to hear, Dan? And I'll tell it to you. I won't do it necessarily, but I'll tell you anything that you want to hear. And people are sick of it. I'm sick of it.
Well, so you want to hear the truth.
I would like to hear. I have more respect. I wouldn't vote for him. I don't like what he says. But you have to respect Bernie Sanders for saying what he believes. And he's voted in the past for what he believes. Don't like it? Disagree with everything about it? But at least he's honest. I'd rather have a person be honest with me than to lie to me and say they're going to do something. You know, the Republicans were going to show that Obama. We're just not going to fund Obamacare. That'll show him. Has that happened yet? Have I missed that?
Yeah. Well. So you think that Donald would stand up to the system and change it?
You know, we know the stripes on everybody else that has any, has been to Congress more than once or has been there. I think it's going to take, it's going to take some severe actions. And those severe actions mean, in my opinion, that if you've got a representative that's not voting like the people want, then not only is he voted out of office, but I think people should call for special elections. If a guy's been voted into office saying one thing, but then he starts doing and does do the opposite and is not performing what the people want, then all measures should be taken to get he or she impeached or a special session called, a special election call, whatever. These people have to be held accountable, and that's our problem. We've nilly-nallied, and as voters have done nothing when we know the son of bitches go up there and they change colors on us, and we've got to stand up to it.
Well, maybe they find out the truth. Maybe they figure out what they have to do. Maybe there's no choice. Maybe the crummy decisions they're making are the best decisions they feel like they can make in light of what they find out. Maybe it's not a conspiracy. Maybe it's just the way things are.
What have you been drinking this morning?
Well, I apologize. While you were talking, I went to Google and I was looking at the Donald, and then it had a picture of his wife, and so I clicked on her picture, and oh my goodness, oh my good gracious. I say we vote for Donald because she would make the most gorgeous first lady you've ever seen.
I'm a believer.
I don't know if that would be a good thing or a bad thing, but wow.
Yeah, she is very attractive.
Yeah. So.
And, you know,
I got that out of my system.
It seemingly they have a very good relationship.
Yeah, and from what I hear, the kids are pretty level-headed.
Yeah.
They're hard-working, motivated. They're not slackers. You know, I'd vote for Donald if I could. If I could take my vote back after a year, I'd like to see what he would do that first year. I think we would know.
And if he doesn't please you, then I want my vote back.
Yeah.
Now, that's an interesting concept. I don't know, how do you suck that vote back?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know either. Yeah. It's going to be an interesting year. Like you said, we got the Iowa primary coming up, and then not far after that, we have, what is it, the New Hampshire primary coming up, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to see if Mr. Trump can keep his lead.
You know, every time...
Chris Christie's making a lot of noise right now.
Who?
Maybe Chris Christie.
Oh, yeah. What did you catch his?
You're
did
not
you catch his?
Him, huh?
His sound effects coming from a bathroom or something?
Oh my! Oh. Oh no! I'm going to be hearing that all morning. Now you got that in my mind.
You remember the whoopee cushions?
The who?
The whoopee cushions.
Oh, yeah, he's got a built-in whoopee cushion, I'm sure.
You know, wouldn't you hate to sit next to him at a state dinner?
Oh, he's a big guy. He's a big man. I saw him on the news the other day. He was greeting another guy, and the other guy made Chris Christie look tiny. I don't know who the guy was, but, man, he was big.
Big mama.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think old Chris is going to do very well, in my humble, personal, non-ask-for opinion. And there's just something ain't right about him. And it's like I have a bunch of Texas friends. Well, I don't have a bunch of friends, but a few Texas acquaintances that keep telling me, you know, how good Ted Cruz is, and I just haven't, I don't know, I don't want to say warmed up to him, but I don't much care for his presentation. He looks a little greasy to me, and I don't know. I just don't know.
That's kind of the way I feel about him. I haven't warmed up to him either, and he seems to be a good family man, but, you know, I didn't particularly like the fact that he brought his children into his ad. Did you see that ad?
I didn't know. I did not see the ad. I saw the cartoon and all that, which I thought was tasteless. And,
yeah, that was definitely tasteless, but Cruz kind of opened his family up to criticism, I think, by making the ad he did, and it was his little girl talking, you know, and I think you just leave your family out of your political ambitions. It's not their ambitions, it's your ambitions. So you do it, whatever you do is fine, but, you know, leave the children out of it.
Okay, on that note, it's time for us to take our second break, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We'll be back on the Dan and
Dave Show
right after this.
The Docs for Patient Care Foundation is your way to join the fight and become a member of an organization created by doctors for patients, dedicated to fighting for your healthcare freedom and preserving the doctor-patient relationship. Get a pen and paper. Write down docsforpatientcarefoundation.org. That's D-O-C-S, the number 4, patientcarefoundation.org. Go to our site and please make a generous tax-deductible donation and join the fight today. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Pat Rulo, hostess of Speak Up and Stay Alive, the voice for patient safety. Now heard every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. right here at AmericasWebRadio.com.
Book Immigration Partners is your passport through the immigration maze. Whether it's help with E-Verify in your business, or help in how to document a new employee under the new I-9 rules, or if you marry a foreign national, Cook Immigration Partners is your best choice for a legal advocate. Call us today at 866-286-6200. That's 866-286-6200, or visit us on the web at www.immigration.net.
Don't be hoodwinked by the left, who wants you to believe the fairy tale that we can power America on butterflies, rainbows, and pixie dust. I'm Marita Noon. Get the truth about energy on my show, America's Voice for Energy, only on America's Web Radio.
The disease of addiction is a life-altering challenge, not just for the person suffering its effects, but also for the family and friends who support and love the one caught in its grasp. What should be the course of treatment? Who is the best person to render treatment? And what is the best place to go for the care that is needed? We know that you want answers to these and many more questions. Call 770-696-9862 and speak to a representative of the Atlanta Healing Center. They can tailor a program specifically designed to address the needs of the person suffering with an addiction or give you guidance as to where that help may be found. Information is the key, and the trained staff at AHC is here to assist. If you wish, you can also get more information on the website located at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we do thank you for listening to America's Web Radio, and particularly the Dan and Dave Show. This is the only show of its kind, and there are distinctive reasons that this is the only show of its kind.
It's very unique. Everybody else that had this format went out of business.
That's right.
I mean, retire.
Do you remember the name Looters?
No.
From Lubbock?
No.
Very infrequently did the wind blow from the east in Lubbock. It always blew from the west, primarily the northwest. But on rare occasions, the wind would blow from the east in Lubbock. And Looters was the largest feedlot in Texas at one time.
Oh, I thought you said Hooters.
Looters. Looters.
Okay.
Not looters like loot stuff, but looters like L-U-D-E-R-S.
Ooh, looters. That's stinky.
And this show reminds me a lot of the feedlot. And other folks have expressed the same opinion. So we'll just... when we lived in Lubbock, Dan... you sort of have to take the good wind and the bad wind. It'd be sort of like being downwind from Christie, your buddy. You have to take the good and the bad. And so if the show sort of stinks, so we know where it comes from.
Yeah, it's just a prevailing wind. I know some Mondays it blows from the east and some Mondays it blows from the northwest.
You got it, brother.
You just have to take it as it comes.
Something like that. Speaking of that, North Carolina sort of got surprised yesterday, didn't they? The Panthers.
I mean, Atlanta, come on. They just gave that game away. Yeah, I don't think Atlanta could... beat him in a fair game. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. I watched all of it. What was unfair about it?
Well, I didn't watch it, but come on, Atlanta's, not exactly one of the top football teams in the league. How did they beat North Carolina?
They did it very handily. Well, no, they played a good game. That's how they did it. I'm not a big living here and all that. It's not nice to say, but I'm not a big Atlanta fan actually. But they played very tough. They played a hard game. I think probably after getting whooped by North Carolina 38-0 a couple of weeks ago. I can't help but imagine that, North Carolina came into our Superdome here and was probably thinking, hey, we can roll over them one more time. And so they sort of got caught with their pants down. And, Atlanta did it to them. Atlanta played a good game, and they were clicking on all cylinders, whereas Cam was not, as a matter of fact, nor was any of North Carolina really clicking on at all.
So that's one defeat, right?
Yeah.
11 wins and one defeat or something like that?
14 wins and one loss.
Wow, 14 wins. Well, that's too bad. I mean, that would a perfect season would have been pretty unique.
Oh, yeah. And, they didn't make it, but such is life in a whaleboat, you know. But it was a good game. Atlanta deserved to win, I thought. When it was all said and done, they deserved to win. They had played a good game, and they fought hard to win, and that's all you can ask, you know.
And they did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think this time of the year, sometimes these football teams don't play their best football because they're thinking about the playoffs.
Well, that's
and they don't want to go out and get injured, so they hold something back.
True.
That's what I think.
That's what you think? Oh, well,
that's what I think.
We'll let you think that. That's okay. What else would you like to think?
Well, Seattle got beat. The Seahawks, I thought, should have won yesterday. I can't remember who they played, but, they should have won, but they didn't. And it just seemed to me like they were pretty lethargic and not really motivated to win the game.
Well, you realize that your alma mater plays tomorrow. In the Texas Bowl.
Yeah. Now, who do they play again?
Louisiana State University.
Oh, yeah.
LSU.
LSU. Well, that'll be a good game.
Yeah.
That'll be a really good game. They play tomorrow, huh? Tuesday. Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's not exactly the highest-rated bowl game in the country. It's right above the...
Well, how many bowl games are there? There's something like 42 of them?
80.
38 of them.
80. 80 bowl games, yes. I mean, it's to the point of absurd.
Do they have a Dan and Dave Bowl?
We probably do. It's right before or right after the Toilet Bowl, I think.
Somewhere in that same room, I know.
We're very
Chris
close,
Christie
yes.
would know.
Yeah. Call your buddy Chris and ask him, you know. No, it's I don't... actually, a friend of mine I was talking to last night said that it's Tekken 7 is the line. So he said, you ought to take it, that he thought Tech would pull it out against LSU. I think... I could be wrong on this. I'm wrong a lot of times. But I think LSU is finally losing, or they fired their coach because he didn't have a winning season this year. And he's been there forever, but I personally never cared for him a whole lot. But we'll see. We'll see. Maybe Texas Tech will pull it out. You're our buddy Michael Lynch. He did well with Washington. Pull that his game out. I still think Tech made a bad mistake when they fired him. I thought he brought more excitement to Tech than I'd ever seen in my entire all of my days at Texas Tech. But that's again my personal opinion. Have I lost you? Hello, Dan. Come in, Daniel. I have lost the man. How did that happen? Well, we'll see. We'll see if we can get him back. I keep telling him he's got to pay his phone bill. And he just doesn't believe me. Well, we have lost our connection with Portland. I don't know what to do with myself. We'll see if he calls back in. What's going on here? Here we're going to connect again. Maybe. Okay, Dan, come on. Hang on a second. Okay, we're transferring him in again to see if... are you back on the line, Dan? Why did you hang up on us?
Well, yeah, you know, I had to do a prescript. No, my phone just went dead. My medicine. I didn't do anything. My hands were in my...
I keep telling you got to pay your bill.
I know.
You know, they really get upset. I had to pull some strings to get you back on the air. And I told them...
And then I tried to call back in on the conference line number, and it wouldn't accept my PIN. So I figured, well, you shut me off, and you didn't want me back in.
Well, I was going on about Mike Leach and the good job he's done at Washington, and the fact that the most exciting football I've ever seen was when he was at Tech, and Tech made a mistake, in my opinion, of getting rid of him.
Well, he won his bowl game.
Yeah.
So, I think you're right. I think if he were at Tech, they might have a better team. Although, I kind of like the young coach that they've got. I don't dislike him. I just
Kingsbury. Kingsbury is the same friend I was talking to about betting on Tech over LSU coming up. Was telling me about, if you ever watch Leach during a game, he'll sit down and he's always writing something, you know? And so my friend asked a guy that played for him, he said, what the hell's he always writing, you know? Is he taking notes of the game so he'll remember, you know, what went right, what went wrong, or whatever? And I don't know if you know this about Leach, but he's an attorney. He's passed the bar. He never played football in his life. He was a soccer player of sorts. But, you know, he just happens to be very observant and has turned out to be a good football coach. But my friend said that the guy that played for him said, well, what he's writing when he's kneeling down and writing in that notebook, he's writing poetry during a game.
No, that's he's got zen. You know, he's meditating there with his poetry, keeping calm, keeping his blood pressure down. That's good tactics.
I guess he is strange. He always, when he was in Lubbock. We got to take a break in just a second. But when he was in Lubbock, he always left two tickets at the press box for Elvis. His office, and I never saw his office, but I understand his whole office was decorated in pirates-type stuff.
I've heard that.
And the
good
boy's
stuff.
Got to be
good
a little wacky, but... You know, why not? If you're winning, I guess you can be any way you want to be, and he brought... He brought notoriety, beating Texas A&M a couple of times, and, he did okay in my book. With that, we're going, when we come back, Dan, I got the 2016 question of the year. We'll be back right after this.
Watchdog is a term given an organization like the United States Justice Foundation, which since 1979 has been watching out and, when necessary, taking the appropriate action, from testifying to litigating, to protect our constitutional rights. USJF, a nonprofit organization, is nationally recognized not only as a watchdog, but many in the government, as well as those involved in legal cases, have also called the USJF a bulldog for the tenacious approach in their presentation and proof of what is right. Find out more at www.usjf.net. Support USJF as they support you.
Whether cruising the strip in a 57 Chevy or taking the family on a vacation in a 71 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser, you need to tune in to Classic Cars with Steve Ronaldo and Jim Weber every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on americaswebradio.com.
When four members of Congress all die within 4 months, each of their deaths appears to be from natural causes. But when mysterious messages begin to appear in the form of quotations from long-dead revolutionary heroes, one reporter sets out to prove the existence of a serial killer. His search discovers dark secrets and an assassin shielded by people who need the very services that only he can provide. The Sun Silas Rising, a novel by Doug Dahlgren. On Kindle or paperback through Amazon.com.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
No matter what it is, it's going to be 500 and above. So with that thought in mind, the question is, 2016, do you think how do you think people are going to vote? That's the first thing. Do you think they're fed up with what we've got at present and want a change, a real change?
You know, some people are fed up. The real question is, are enough people fed up? I think people here in Portland, a lot of them still see Obama as having done a pretty good job, and they fault the Republicans for holding everything back and not getting anything done, and fighting Obama tooth and nail. They feel like the Republican Party is just an anchor, and they're ready to cut the anchor and, you know, sail off.
How can somebody think that? What has Obama wanted that he hadn't gotten?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. That's a great question, and he's gotten just about everything that he's wanted, it looks to me like.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see how the Republicans have stood in his way. They haven't stood in his way for anything. How much money do you need, Osama?
The scarier thing is that people I talk to on the left believe that Hillary, you know, lies. She's a liar. She's told a few big ones. You know, she would be much, much better than somebody like Trump. It's going to be a tough race for the Republicans.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. She lies like a rug. She's a bitch. She's had people killed, or was. And yet people
allegedly.
Well, Benghazi is a situation where I think lives could have been saved potentially. I wrote down on the email that I sent you about today's show and stuff. Back to Trump, and I think you and I sort of agree about him, but. You know, I'm beginning to think, you know, this guy's dumb like a fox. You know, he said things, and then, you know, he said we ought to limit the Muslims coming in, or in fact, not limit, shut it down for a while. And everybody, oh, my God, you can't say things like, and it wasn't but a week, 10 days later that everybody was on board. Well, maybe we ought to cool our jets on bringing all these people in. Let's figure out a better program for vetting them, and let's figure out a better program to make sure they're not terrorists. So, you know, and I don't know how much, I have no clue, none whatsoever, about what kind of help Trump is getting from, or who's blowing in his ear about coming out with these bombshells. But you got to admit, none of them have wound up hurting him. I think he's going to lob some pretty big bombs on Hillary, and he already has, really. You know, she says things about him, and then he doesn't hold the fire any. He blows back pretty hard. So, you know, I'm beginning to think maybe he's just dumb like a fox and knows what he's doing, and he's got some people helping him that know what the hell they're doing. And he's not, you got to give him credit for one thing. To my knowledge, at this point, he ain't obligated to nobody. He ain't obligated to the pharmaceuticals. He's not obligated to Wall Street. He owes, to my knowledge again, owes nobody nothing. And you got to admit, that's a pretty good feeling right there.
Well, it is, and I guess he has an advisor or a team of advisors, but I don't hear very much about him. You know, he's certainly the face of his own campaign, as he should be, but I just can't picture people telling Trump what to say for some reason.
And living to talk about it.
Yeah. But you know what you say about owing to the pharmaceuticals, et cetera, that makes him a dangerous man, doesn't it? And
why? When he owes nobody nothing?
Yeah, makes him very dangerous to a lot of people.
Pharmaceuticals
want to control the votes.
Well, sure they do. They want to control everything. And so do the hospitals, and so does Wall Street, and if he's not obligated to anybody, then that makes him a better candidate in my viewpoint.
Well, the question is he obligated to you and me? Is he obligated to the voter, to the citizen?
Well, I'd rather him be obligated to no one than to be obligated to the people that have been running the government. I guess I can sort of see your point, but I'm you know, as long as he stays with it like that, then you have to respect him that he's not taking any money under the table. Certainly Hillary has taken enough under the table and from Saudi Arabia and everybody else. Illegally, I might add. And again, anybody that supports her is nuts if they don't look at her financing.
Yeah. Yeah, and where is that FBI investigation? How's it coming along? Have you heard anything about that?
I just heard it mentioned again today that, you know, supposedly they're doing a hell of a job of digging as deep as they can dig before they come out with something. So who knows? They mentioned it today. I heard it on the news today. If it comes out against her, then she's dead, you know. If they
wouldn't that be interesting? I mean, wow, what a historic election that would make.
Well, you've heard it here before. I'll say it again. I've said this all for months now. When Biden said he wouldn't run, I don't think Biden said he wouldn't run. I think Biden was saying, we're going to wait until I'm needed to run. And when he's going to be needed is when Obama has rolled the bus over Hillary and let the FBI come out and charge her and then force the DOJ to take action. And that'll kick her out of the Democratic nomination. And Biden will step forward. Well, I'm doing it for my country. I've committed, and I'm doing it for my country.
Yeah, no, he would ride. You're right. He would ride in on a white horse, and carry the vote for the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
That would make him a very powerful candidate, I believe.
You heard
People
it.
People already
here.
Know him.
You heard it here.
Yeah. No, he's one of just a few people that could do that, I think, and he could.
Yep.
And that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Nope.
That'd be really interesting. Well, I would rather have Biden than Hillary, I think.
I think we've had enough of the Clintons, enough of the Obamacares, and we don't need a Biden care. We need some house cleaning, and we need some, in my opinion, some very deep-seated house cleaning in the Senate and in the House. And whoever can do it, I'm for them.
I just don't know how you do that deep clean that you want to see happen.
I think you scare, you know, it's been my thought, and I have nothing to base this on, other than you look at the people that come in, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that, and I promise you I'm going to get rid of, I'm going to vote against Obamacare, and then they vote to fund it like they did 2 weeks ago. There is something that goes on in D.C., whether it's, I think, I really, honestly, in my heart of hearts, feel as though there is an extremely high level of extortion. I think by the time you are elected and headed to D.C., they have a dossier on you that would embarrass your mother, you know? And be it the Republicans or Democrats, they sit down and say, we're going to have a little heart-to-heart, Dan, and I'm going to refresh your memory. Do you remember what you were doing on September the 8th of 1968 and whose daughter that was that you were with? You know, I think they go back from the time you're born, and they have more on you, and then they say, well, we don't want your blood pressure to get out of hand. Here, drink this. I think Washington, D.C. has turned into the devil's playhouse, and I don't know how it'll be cleaned up until somebody is big enough to go in there and say, I don't owe my soul to the company store, and I'm going to do whatever I have to do to clean it up.
Wow. Yeah. That's a terrifying picture that you're painting there, my friend. I mean, that goes beyond the pale. That's that kind of corruption might really be hard to get rid of.
Oh, I know. And I think it has been there. You know, everybody, the McCarthy era, how terrible he was. No, the guy happened to be honest and was right. You know? When he said the communists had infiltrated the movie industry, he was right. And unfortunately, he was not any more subtle than Trump, but he was right. The communists have infiltrated our schools. When you say communism, you look at it like it was back in the 50s, but communism can be terrorism. Communism can be many different things. And I, you know, my dad used to say, or had the saying, truth was sometimes a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
Well, it is. And I think the politicians don't ever swallow it.
Yeah.
Dan, you're not going to believe this.
Time's up, right? You're going to tell me time's up.
We've got to put the plug in the jug, my friend. It's time to go. Time to move on?
I need a jug.
You need a jug.
That's what I'm missing. I'm missing the jug.
Well, we'll see.
I've got this plug here, but I don't have a jug to go with it.
We'll see what we can do about that.
All right, my friend.
Thank you, as always.
Enjoy
Happy New Year.
With you.
And we'll talk to you next year on America's
Happy
Web
Radio. Happy New Year to you.
Bye. You're listening to americaswebradio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.